So they said, who should not be taught the Bhagavad Gita? They say, you should not teach? Yes. Who should not be taught? So this is, we'll do it in short. Verse number 67. Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachan na cha shushrushave vachyam na cha mam yobhyasuyati. So he says, idam, so this knowledge, you by you, so he's telling Arjuna, na tapaskaya. Tapaskaya means those who do not have austerity. Then na bhaktaya, and those who do not have devotion to me, kadachan, it should never be taught. Na cha ashushrushve. So he says, those who do not have service. So those who do not have austerity, those who do not have bhakti or devotion, those who do not have service, and those who criticize me. God says, those who criticize me. So he says, Bhagwan, you should have told me that earlier. You know, in the first chapter, I wouldn't have come. Now at the end of the 18th chapter, you are telling me, pehle you should have batana tha. He says, no, no, no. What I am saying is that we are not saying, see, that's why a lot of time in India, the pandits, they said, you know, what does that mean? We only should have it. And so the only who can read Sanskrit. So this knowledge was kept very restricted. So when Krishna says it should not be taught to such people, what does he exactly mean by that? So he says, does that mean that we have to keep it hidden and then check a person's qualities? And if he doesn't have these four, he should not be allowed in this class? Or like Swami Chinmayananda, when he used to speak, there were 20,000, 30,000 people. He didn't go around asking everybody, do you have austerity? Do you have devotion? Do you have service? So what Krishna means, let us spend a little time talking about each quality. So austerity is, a lot of people think tapas means, you know, sit on the, in the ice and the snow, you know, in one position for, you know, 5-10 years. Tapas is tapyati iti tapaha. So that which burns is tapas. So when they talk about tapas, what they're saying, it burns your negativities. So when I am doing tapas, what I am doing, A, living a life of self-control and self-improvement. So I have a lot of negative qualities. So through practice of austerity, through practice of tapas, A, I am controlling my mind, you know, not overeating, overindulging, overenjoying, overthinking, you know, that itself is a problem. You know, we think too much. If you have time to think about Him. If you have nothing else to do, just chant the name of the Lord. And so your mind will be pure instead of thinking about some relatives and this and that. And we waste so much time. Think about Him. That is much better. So live a life of self-control and self-improvement. So tapyati, that which burns. So I burn my negative qualities and encourage the positive qualities. So have that. So if you want to worship God, you want to reach Him, have self-control, self-improvement. Devotion or surrender, we already talked enough, so I won't go into that. But what we have to do is love God and elevate our thoughts. We spend all the time thinking about the world, as I said. So instead of thinking about the lower, think about the higher. Instead of thinking about objects, emotions and thoughts, think about God. Then he says, people who do not do service. And service we have to do, because we get so much from God, especially in this country, you know, where things are plentiful. You know, there's enough hot water. There is, you know, we all have cars and homes and enough comforts. And compared to somebody living in Africa in a hut, or somebody doesn't even have a hut, sleeping on the street. You know, so many people in India sleep on the street. So we take all this for granted, but we have to give back to society. So constantly serve the world as an expression of God. When I'm serving somebody, it's not that I'm doing him a favor, but I'm serving God who is in the presence of this individual. And then also serve the Guru. Now, why should we serve Guru? Because to gain knowledge, you have to approach a guru. You say, why should I go to a guru? I just Google on the internet and I want to Google Karma Yoga. I'll get 10 articles on Karma Yoga. Bhakti, I'll get. And it is true. Nowadays, you can get everything on the internet. Because when you sit in front of a teacher, the teacher knows, how you are, what is your mental state, what is your abilities, what is your emotional state. So sitting and surrendering to a guru is very necessary for spiritual knowledge. And it's the same thing in anything. We send our children to college. Nowadays, of course, people do classes on the internet and all, but there is no substitute for the physical presence of a teacher. So service to the teacher with humility and service of the world. And then he says, those who criticize me or my teachings. And which is very true. If you don't have faith in the teacher, you will never learn. And people say, what God? Which God? Some people say, I am an atheist. I don't believe in God. That means you don't believe in yourself, because God is in you, is you. So people go around criticizing God or criticizing the scriptures or criticizing the teachings. And they say, unless you have faith or reverence for the teachings, you will not learn. And I remember myself when I was in high school, my parents sent me for typing classes. And I didn't like the teacher and the teacher didn't like me. We are immature. And I never learned typing until today, I regret. Because now I do one finger. I said, at that time I was a fool. I should have learned. So the point is that unless you have faith in your teacher and faith in God, you will not learn. So they say, have reverence for the Lord and have reverence for yourself, because you are an expression of God. Do not forget that. Krishna is in me. Jesus is in me. Shiva is in me. He's not somebody sitting somewhere. He's not that appearance is good. Yeah, you have the Krishna playing the flute, Shiva in meditation, Jesus on the cross. But they are all expressions of that one divinity that we call Brahman, that total consciousness that is also. So have reverence for yourself. The Upanishad says it very beautifully. Kathopanishad says, just as a mother protects the baby in her womb, how she carefully, for the 9 months, lives carefully, eats the right food and then prays. Because why? Because I'm carrying a child. I have to bring forth this child. So with that same reverence, rever yourself, the Lord within you. Take care of that. Do not just waste this time. Do not just, if I am divinity, I have to act divine. My actions have to be pure. My actions, if I say Krishna is in me, then my action should be like Krishna. Or if I say Christ or Buddha is in me, then my action should be like Christ or Buddha or Shiva. So have reverence. So these four qualities are required for a student. They are essential. See, what happens if the student doesn't have them? They say, develop them. So we are not saying that you should not study the Gita. But if I do not have these four qualities, I do not have austerity, I do not have devotion and love for God, I do not do service, and I am in the habit of criticizing, then slowly reduce that and make your habits more divine. So the beautiful example that Swami Chinmayananda gives in his commentary, he says, like rain falls everywhere, right? Now, rain doesn't say I'm going to choose where I fall. Rain falls everywhere. But there is one part where the ground is hard and rocky and stones, and the rain just flows away. But another place, the ground is very soft. So the rain falls there, it penetrates inside. And then you can grow plants or trees or bushes. So similarly, if our heart is hard, it's full of negativities and anger, these teachings will not have any effect. People say, I have been studying Bhagavad Gita for so many years. Yeah, but unless you develop these qualities, Bhagavad Gita will not have an effect on you. It will be like the hard stone. It will come and go away. Like we listen here, we talk. But the knowledge should penetrate. That's why my heart should be made soft, like the soft soil, So when my heart is soft, full of love, compassion, then this knowledge can penetrate in me, and then I can understand, then I can apply that, then I can make it part of my life. So that's what they are saying, that Krishna is not saying that do not teach the Bhagavad Gita. He says you can teach it to whoever, but unless he has these four qualities, unless he makes his mind receptive, he is not going to benefit from this. So the idea is that if you truly want to benefit, develop these qualities, you know, austerity, love for God, service, and do not criticize. Do not criticize God and do not criticize people, because God is in every one of them. So love all, and then alone the Gita will make its appearance in your heart. So that's why he's saying that this knowledge should not be given. And even if you give it, it is a waste. It is a waste of the teacher's time and a waste of the student's time. So that is the essence of this verse. It's not that it should, you know, you cannot put a sign on the door and check mark, you know, do you have this, this, this. No, as you study the Gita, these qualities will come. The more you listen to these scriptural teachings, the more you think about them, the more it will make your life pure, make your life divine. So that is the essence of this verse. We have a couple of minutes. Anybody has any questions?
So who injects bad elements in us?
We do. No, we do. Because these vasanas, these bad elements, I created by my own actions. See, how does a bad action... See, you start by doing it one time, like, say, you cheat, you know, as a child in school. Like, there's the story of that boy, remember, who stole a pencil and came home, and then his mother, you know, didn't say anything, and then next time he stole a toy, and then soon he became a thief. And then he was, and he actually trying to rob, he shot some man. And so he was being taken to be, you know, hanged, you know, to be with the death penalty. And he said, I want to see my mother. And she came and he said, I want to talk to her. And he bit his mother's ear, saying that when I had first stolen that pencil, if you had stopped me, I wouldn't have become a thief. So we develop our own habits by repeated wrong actions. So the negativity is injected by me, myself. The mind and intellect, who is me, that jiva, that individual, you know, they say, no, we jiva srishti and brahma srishti. So we are all those jivas who, if we have negative vasanas, it is we caused it. He didn't inject it to us. We came.
If he's there with us,
right? No, it's up to us, because see, that's what God doesn't, is not a doer. What he does is he gives you there's a difference between animals and humans. Animals have no freedom, but men have been given freedom, human beings, and have been given a choice. You can be good or you can be bad. You can be honest, you can be dishonest. He does not stop us. He just gives, it's like you have nuclear power. Now you can use that to cure cancer, or you can use that to destroy the world. Nuclear power doesn't say choose. Nuclear power says, I am the power. Do you want to cure cancer or you want to destroy the world? So Bhagavan is like that power. And then he gives us the choice. Do you want to help the world or you want to? And then he has put in the law of karma, which then based on my karmas, I will suffer. So he does not do anything. He just gives us the power. It's like gasoline. You can take that. You can go to a bar and get drunk, or you can go to a temple. Gasoline is the same. It does not tell us where to take the car. So similarly, Bhagavan does not tell us where to take our life. He told us in the Gita. He has told us in all our scriptures. But then if we don't follow, then we suffer. So the law of karma is there. Yes, he's there, but he doesn't do anything. He's not a doer. He just provides the energy. Bhagavan doesn't do it. He said, I am not involved. You do good, you will get good. You do bad, you will suffer. The law of karma he has created. So that's what God is there in Hitler too. He was there in Hitler. He was there in Saddam. He was there in the mass murderers. And he's there in Mahatma Gandhi. He's there in, you know, Jesus. He's there in Mirabai. It's the same divinity, but how they express is different. He was there in Hitler. Although Hitler would not have been able to kill 7 million Jews. He had to be there. So, but in the choice is ours. And based on that, you suffer or enjoy. That's a good question. Thank you. Yeah. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Akashchit Dukha Bhagbhave Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.